From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A memorial was held Tuesday evening for victims of the Berlin truck attack that killed at least 12 people and wounded dozens more at a crowded Christmas market in the German capital. Islamic State extremists are claiming responsibility for the attack. The terror group made the claim after German police released a lone suspect captured Monday evening after the huge truck smashed into an open-air market where locals and tourists were partaking in traditional Christmas festivities. The chief federal prosecutor's office says it released the suspect, a Pakistani national, because investigators did not have enough evidence to charge him with the crime. The Russian and Turkish presidents say the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. Russian President Vladimir Putin is demanding who instructed the off-duty police officer to shoot and kill Ambassador Andrei Karlov at an exhibition in Ankara on Monday. Based on what the gunman said to have shouted, Karlov was killed in an apparent protest against Russia's involvement in Syria. Russian and Turkish foreign ministers say the evacuation of the besieged city of Aleppo, Syria, should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's top diplomat says more than 37,000 people have been evacuated, and the goal is to have all remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. Meantime, Israel is extending a welcome to those impacted by the civil war in Syria.
We're prepared to take in wounded women and children, and also men if they're non-combatants. We'd like to do that. Bring them to Israel, take care of them in our hospitals, as we've done with thousands of Syrian civilians.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is